The Iowa State Patrol is investigating a fatal crash west of Mount Air in Ringgold County that occurred early Sunday morning. 30-year-old Nicholas Gross of Mount Air was eastbound on Highway 2 west of Mount Air when he lost control of his vehicle at around 3 a.m. Sunday. Gross left the roadway and began to slide down the embankment in the north ditch, during which the vehicle began to roll multiple times and Gross was ejected from the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene when law enforcement arrived at around 8 a.m. Sunday. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports that an Anita man was arrested Friday. 29-year-old Samuel Laverne Huffman was taken into custody on charges of OWI first offense, possession of marijuana second offense, driving while revoked, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Huffman was also arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. He was being held in the Cass County Jail on $6,000 bond. Also arrested Friday was 36-year-old Joshua James Mullen of Atlantic on a district court charge of probation violation. Mullen was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on a $50,000 bond. In other news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office and deputies responded late Saturday morning to a report of an accident at the Casey's store in Anita. Authorities say 14-year-old Jacob Allen Worthington of Anita was attempting to park a car in front of the Casey's General Store when the teen pushed on the gas pedal instead of the brake. The car hit the building, causing $10,000 damage to the structure and $2,000 damage to the vehicle. There were no injuries reported. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer Monday released a report on recent arrests. Starmer said on January 2nd, 30-year-old Jessica Renee Grogan and 38-year-old Christopher John Grogan, both of Audubon, were arrested for domestic abuse, assault, and child endangerment. The couple was transported to the Audubon County Jail. Jessica Grogan was released on bond January 3rd and issued a no-contact order. Christopher Grogan posted a $2,000 bond January 4th. He was also issued a no-contact order. Audubon County Sheriff's deputies assisted police in the arrests. On December 25th, Audubon police arrested 24-year-old Cody Allen Police of Audubon. The police was arrested for domestic abuse, assault, and child endangerment and taken to the Audubon County Jail. He was later released on a recognizance bond in order to have no contact with his alleged victim. Again, the sheriff's office assisted with the arrest. And on December 26th, Audubon police arrested 33-year-old Kawan Lapreed Gully of Omaha, Nebraska. Gully was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and resisting arrest. Gully pled guilty to the charges December 28th and was assessed a fine. Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports a Montgomery County man was arrested Sunday on a drug charge. 49-year-old Sean Allen Graham of Villisca was charged with the possession of a controlled substance and open container. His bond was set at $600. Another Villisca resident, 45-year-old Keith Allen Curran, was taken into custody Sunday and charged with open container. His bond was set at $300. Sheriff's officials said 53-year-old Brian Jeffrey Combs of Council Bluffs was arrested Sunday in Mills County for driving under suspension. His bond was $300. And three arrests took place Saturday in Mills County. Authorities say 51-year-old Deanna Lee Andrews of Glenwood was arrested for being a fugitive from justice. Her bond was set at $5,000. 36-year-old Nicholas Thomas Rohrberg of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County on a warrant for probation violation. Bond was set at $5,000. And 42-year-old Jeffrey Scott Latham of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday for driving under suspension. His bond was $300. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey announced on Monday that three projects focused on expanding the use and innovative delivery of water quality practices have been selected to receive $1.92 million in funding through the Iowa Water Quality Initiative over the next 3 years. In addition to the state funds, the three projects will provide over $2 million in matching funds to support water quality improvement efforts as well as other in-kind contributions. Among the three projects is the Taylor County Water Quality Initiative. $1.58 million project received a $611,705 grant award. Project partners, Ag Solver, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, Iowa Cattlemen's Association, Taylor County Cattlemen, Southern Iowa Forage and Livestock Committee, and USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service, will work with farmers in Taylor County by promoting alternative land management practices on farmed areas identified to be marginal or unprofitable. The project will work with producers on an individual basis to evaluate their specific production levels and goals within their farming operation by utilizing several tools to evaluate current farm-scale profitability combined with conservation practice and land use alternatives. Rather than focus on the entire field, the project will demonstrate which areas of a field should be considered for alternative forms of production, thereby making them more profitable and sustainable. The Wellmark Foundation has announced 13 Iowa organizations as recipients of its 2015 Matching Assets to Community Health, or MATCH, grant program. The 13 grants amount to a total of $824,805 and are designed for plans to develop, implement, and enhance local wellness and prevention projects with an emphasis on promoting active living and building environment and increasing access to and consumption of nutritious foods. Among the grant recipients who were able to raise the necessary matching funds was the City of Manning, which received a $75,000 grant for its Hospital Connector Trail Bridge. Manning Regional Health Care Center opened a new hospital, clinic, and recovery center on the edge of Manning in May of 2014 to replace a previous downtown facility. That created a strong need for additional trails so patients, visitors, and employees could have pedestrian access to health care. In addition to the pedestrian transportation benefits, the trail will be used by many for active lifestyle and recreational purposes as it ties into a popular trail that was built in 2014. This is the third year that the Wellmark Foundation offered the Match Grant Program. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.